This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. This was another announcement from the Pentagon that nobody wanted to hear.
Effective immediately, active Army units now in the Central Command area of responsibility, and those headed there, will deploy for not more than 15 months and will return home to home station for not less than 12 months.
The key part there is not more than 15 months. Up to now, most deployments in Iraq had been closer to a year. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates was the one who made the announcement. In effect, every soldier currently stationed in Iraq and Afghanistan has just had their tour of duty extended. NPR's Tom Bowman was at yesterday's briefing and has details. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Why do this now?
Well, a couple of reasons. Secretary Gates wants to give predictability to the soldiers and their families. There have been times over the past several years where these soldiers have been extended, sometimes at the last minute. It can be devastating, obviously, for families and soldiers. I've been in Iraq when soldiers have been extended, and morale takes a real hit when something like this happens.
So they'll just take the hit in advance, in effect.
Exactly, right. And the other thing is to maintain the so-called surge of troops in Iraq, an increase of 29,000, they have to extend them. The Army is too small to keep up this overall level of 160,000 troops in Iraq. So they have to extend these folks, really, to make the numbers work.
Well, what does this say about the stress that's on the Army right now?
Well, there's no question there's a great deal of stress on the Army and the Marine Corps. This only affects the Army, of course. And people are really worried about it. What effect will this will have? Now, Gates points out that the recruiting and retention figures for the Army look pretty good, but some generals I talk with really question that. They say that there are some indications that National Guard soldiers, sergeants with more than 10 years are leaving at a higher rate. Also in the active force, some officers and senior non-commissioned officers are leaving much more than they would have in the past at higher rates.
Now, I suppose if you're institutionalizing these longer terms, in effect, you're acknowledging that this increase in troops, the demand for troops in Iraq is going to go on and on for quite some time. What does that say? Whatever happened to Iraqi forces taking over at some point?
Well, it's a good point. The Iraqi security forces have several hundred thousand police and soldiers. And at the press briefing yesterday, I asked the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Peter Pace, that very point.
I think you say the truth, which is that there are 329,000 trained. Of the 120 battalions of about 500 Iraqis apiece, about 85 to 90 of those are in the lead or are working side by side, that they are getting better.
Right. We've heard that for well over a year now, that the Iraqis are in the lead, taking over more territory, increasing their numbers. But when you're on the ground in Iraq, you're more likely to hear from American soldiers that the Iraqi security forces are a mixed bag. They take 1 week off each month. Their units are sometimes less than half strength. Leadership is spotty. And aside from the Iraqi soldiers, you have the Iraqi National Police, which has been infiltrated by sectarian militias. So there's a lot more work to do, and the sense I get is the Pentagon is painting too rosy a picture sometimes about the capabilities of the Iraqi security forces.
In any case, I suppose the Pentagon assumes that Democratic congressional efforts to force a withdrawal within a year or so or a little more are not going to happen.
They don't think it's going to happen, but clearly something like this will intensify the debate on Capitol Hill.
Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR's Tom Bowman, who covers the Pentagon.